There's Katy Perry and Roar. It is International Women's Day, and I'm joined by a woman who wants to help other women find their inner diva. Her name is Kerry Howard. She's a best-selling author and psychologist, better known as Ms. Pink herself, and has a brand new book out called Define Your Inner Diva, Turn Your Midlife Crisis into a Midlife Revolution. Kerry, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Dennis, for having me.
Author and psychologist, the term diva, what does it mean to you? Because from an entertainment perspective, it means awkward person who behaves badly.
I think that's actually the bit that I'm trying to change. As far as I'm concerned, a diva is a woman who is unique and values herself. And actually, originally it comes from the Latin that means the divine. It's more like a goddess rather than a petulant person.
So show business has actually changed the perception of what diva means.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think from my perspective, I wanted to help women understand that we all have an inner diva and we probably need to get in touch with who she is.
So we need to let them shine.
Absolutely.
You've written these two books. You've got an online program as well, YouTube videos as well. What do you aim to do through those mediums? That's all very current mediums.
Yeah, absolutely. I think my ultimate thing, I like to shine the light on other women and show them how they can embrace their uniqueness. And it's really important to me to help women understand that we can work together to not only embrace our stuff, but actually lift others up.
An Amazon number one bestseller within 4 days of release. Did you expect it to be quite so successful?
No, I think that surprised even me. Everybody hopes for it, but it's not one of those things that I expected at all. But I think it goes to understanding that a lot of people in their midlife actually want some direction about how they can improve their life, because we often think that we've reached the pinnacle of success. When we get there, we kind of go, actually, I'm not very happy in it. I thought this was what I really wanted. And when I got there, not really feeling great in it.
If this is touching a nerve with any ladies listening, 96900693 or 131332. You also have another book out called Why Men Are Like Shoes.
Yes, it's a fun book about dating. Really, it's a story that I came up with about 15 years ago when post-divorce I decided I would date again. And my youngest daughter insisted that she had to meet these people I was dating to decide if I was allowed to continue
dating
them. To
approve of them.
Absolutely. And I was trying to explain to her that that wasn't going to happen and she wouldn't have it, unlike, I don't know where she gets her attitude from, might come from me. But it was a funny analogy that I used to just explain to her why I wasn't going to introduce them to her. And I basically said, I'm just shoe shopping. And so she didn't understand. And I said, well, you know, imagine you see the beautiful stilettos in the window of the shop and you think, oh, they're so beautiful, I just must have them. But you go in there to try them on, they pinch your toes, they give you blisters, they're very expensive, and you can't really keep those ones, they hurt too much, so you don't want to buy them and keep them.
So it does sound like men are like shoes.
Exactly. And then I said, maybe you want some comfy ones. But ultimately the idea is that you have to work out if you want to buy a pair and keep them forever, they have to match all things in your wardrobe. Otherwise, you might need multiple pairs over the course of your life.
It sounds to me like it would be difficult as a child to argue with a mother who's a psychologist.
I think those girls would argue with me anyway. And there are times where they used to stand hands on hips and say, please don't give me the psychologist, I want my mother.
Would it be fair to say that possibly men as well go through midlife crises, that they might feel unfulfilled or not confident they can do other things or do better?
It's funny you should say that. A lot of my male clients actually do buy my book. They don't like to tell anybody. It's a little bit too pink. And I also use the word gorgeous in there a lot. They're not so comfortable with that. I've always said I will redo this book just slightly. I wanted to call it Darth Vader Syndrome for Men, but you know, there's a little Disney sort of issue with that. But essentially it's because by the time we reach our midlife, we've kind of taken on a mask often, and we've spent the majority of our adult lives trying to sort of be a something that we decided at about 20 that we wanted to sort of prove ourselves in the world. Men do that too, and men are probably even better at it than women. And they keep themselves sort of distanced from other people. They get to that success pinnacle, but they find that they're there alone and they don't actually know how to reach out to people.
Is it true that you're going to see Sting at the Acropolis?
Somebody's been giving away my little secrets. Yes, actually, it's very true.
Well, because of our marvellous Melbourne traffic this morning, I missed interviewing him, and Richard has done it, works on the program, so I missed out this morning. So I hope you enjoy him, and I'm looking forward to hearing Richard interviewing him. Do you think I've got a problem with this psychologist?
No, not at all. I'm looking forward to seeing him too, and I can't imagine a better backdrop than the Acropolis, but I do have to wait to June for that.
Your books, like Why Men Are Like Shoes, are they based, is there a lot of you in them?
Absolutely. I laughingly say I dated every man in the book. It was just fun. I think if I go back to how I explained it to my daughter, when I used to then come home from a date, she'd say to me, "Mum, what sort of shoes is he?" And I remember saying, he's a very well-worn pair of secondhand Blundstone boots. And she's just like, ew, yuck.
Were there any bright, shining patent leather?
I laughingly talk about boat shoes. I think boat shoes are kind of nice, you know. I like Italian leather boots. They're the kind of quality pair that really never go out of fashion because they're handmade Italian leather and they probably match most things.
How was the going back after being married? What was it like going back into dating?
Tough. I think, you come out of a relationship feeling a bit battered and bruised about why it didn't work, and understanding yourself in that, I think, is really important. When I talk to women who are coming out of relationships, it's probably the biggest thing is understanding yourself and how you contributed to why the relationship broke down in the first place. In essence, we like to look at the problems that come into our life. And when I talk about what happens in Define Your Inner Diva, the first chapter I talk about start with the self. Because the reason we end up in relationships that often don't work is because underneath it all, we don't actually feel good about ourselves as human beings. And then we partner up with somebody who will treat us the way that ultimately we think we deserve to be treated, which is why it doesn't go so well. And if we don't work that out, then we repeat the same patterns over again. So then you'd find you go out into the world and you're dating somebody else and it's kind of like, lo and behold, there is a similar pattern forming about how these relationships don't work out. Interestingly, we set the blueprint for who we want as a partner in life by the time we're 7 years old, which is pretty rough,
boy.
Right? You take that blueprint with you. It's why, and everybody understands this, you meet people and you can see that they're attractive, but you're not necessarily attracted to them. And that's because the belief that we have that comes from our parents, actually, about what we're looking for in a partner, we're usually looking to resolve the negative things from our parents. But we don't understand that. And we try and go through life and find that person. And we usually find the people that have the same negative beliefs that our parents had about us. And we don't feel good about that.
If you want to find out more about Kerry Howard, MsPinkHerself.com, MsPinkHerself.com. The books are called Define Your Inner Diva and also Why Men Are Like Shoes. Great to meet you. And are there more books on the way?
Yes, I'm actually writing a little bit more serious book at the moment about trauma and understanding why trauma is such a big impact in our lives and what we need to do about that.
Lovely to meet you.
Great to meet you too, thanks.
Kerry Howard, Miss Pink herself. Police have closed Thompson's Road between Manningham and Bulleen Roads, Templestowe. We don't know exactly why, but we'll bring you more information when we get it. It's been a shocking day on Melbourne Roads.
It was September 30, 2017.
Hand pass out in front of Caddy. Hand passes. Should have had a shot. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Prestia kicks the goal. Nothing matters. The Tigers have got the flag won.
What a day it was. Can the Tigers go back-to-back in 2018?
Oh, yes!
Surely not. March 22, the AFL home and away season returns.
Oh, baby!
For McDonald's, 3AW is football.
Know that feeling you get each year when you discover you've been hit with another health insurance rate rise?